Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening. I'm Michelle Lazurek. Today's topic is Be a Blessing Junkie. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Be a Blessing Junkie. Written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. Last month, I attended a memorial service for a former college professor. Many people gave touching tributes and testimonies to the man's life. But one testimony touched my heart. A woman who had been good friends with this teacher talked about how much this man loved to give out blessings. Whenever you were in his company, he would end his time with you by laying his hands on you and praying a blessing over you. Being around him for so many years, she adopted the same strategy. Soon both would lay hands on people that were in their presence and pray a blessing on them. She called themselves blessing junkies, because it was rare they went anywhere without blessing the people around them. Many people commented how loved and appreciated they felt after receiving this man's blessing. Some equated his blessings to being in the presence of Jesus. Blessings held such high importance in the Old Testament. Fathers often blessed their firstborn sons in the hopes God brought them prosperity and a long, fruitful life. Blessings were intended to bring peace, protection, and joy to their children. God blessed many people around him. These blessings were so highly coveted that Jacob stole his father Isaac's blessing from his older brother Esau. When Esau heard that their father Isaac blessed Jacob and not Esau, he was greatly distressed. Later, Jacob received an opportunity to bless each of his sons in a unique way. In society, it is rare for people to bless each other. We are known more for what we are against rather than what we are for. If we are to be like Jesus, we need to learn how to be a blessing junkie too. As Christians, we need to be known as people whom, when others are in our company, feel like they're in the presence of Jesus. There are many types of blessings. The most common is that of verbal affirmation. People want to know that they are seen, appreciated, and special. Some people never receive this from their parents of origin. Therefore, they spend their adult lives looking for people who will give them the blessing they need to transition into adulthood. Be sure in people's company to encourage each person by pinpointing a positive attribute you see in them. It could be as small as giving a compliment to a person's kindness to strangers, or to a character trait that you find admirable within them. Say everything you feel about people to them now while they are alive. Make people feel special when they're in your company. Additionally, financial blessings given to the firstborn sons often meant the father wished financial prosperity upon them. In the same way, bless someone with the gift of your financial prosperity as well. Ask the Lord to help you pinpoint someone who could use your monetary gift. Send it to them anonymously. Know your Father, who knows what you've done in secret, will reward you. Above all, love them. Although blessings are often verbal, a nonverbal blessing can be equally as effective. Identify a person's love language and speak it well. Do a kind gesture as an act of service. Hug people and let them know you love them. Spend time with them, letting them know they're special to you. The purpose of a blessing is to let another person know how much they are loved by God and by you. College professor. Allow every person to feel like they are in the presence of Jesus, simply because they are in your presence. By loving others, you will find you are blessed equally in return. Intersecting faith and life. In what way can you be a blessing to others? Blessings are especially important, not only to the people you love, but also people with whom you have difficulty being around on a regular basis. How can you bless those around you, especially those with whom you disagree? Further reading. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcasts.